Hello, and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today, we're going to do a bit of a postmortem on Oracle Open World, which took place recently in San Francisco. And there was a fair bit of news that came out of the show. We're going to cover some of that. And we're also going to talk about just some of the bigger trends that were on offer at Open World. And it's my great pleasure to welcome back Brent Leary, a partner at CRM Essentials and a frequent contributor to the site. Brent, welcome.
Lauren, it's always a pleasure to speak with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you on our podcast. And yeah, you always give me a lot of fodder for things to think about. So I'm looking forward to this.
I'm always doing it, so you know.
Okay, so let's start out. We talked a little bit about some of the themes, and a big one came up in terms of sort of this might be kind of a cliché phrase, but kind of cloud disruption and how cloud computing is really putting certain companies kind of at the forefront and kind of giving them kind of a competitive edge in ERP and the Workdays, the Microsofts, the Salesforces. And then some others are kind of getting left behind in this whole cloud disruption story. So, and Larry Ellison, CEO of Oracle, talked quite a bit about this at Open World. Maybe you can give our listeners who weren't there some additional context for this idea.
Well, I think... you know, just by being at the keynote and listening to Larry, it was pretty interesting in his thoughts around what's going on in the cloud and what they're seeing in the cloud and why they're, you know, kind of late to the game, to be honest, but going full bore into it on all phases, as he says, not just the SaaS level, but also the platform as a service level and the infrastructure as a service level. They're heavily invested on all levels of that. And what was fascinating was to hear him talk about the competition, or should I say where the competition is coming from and where it isn't coming from. And when he was talking about the SaaS level, he actually complimented Salesforce for kind of driving the path forward. But he also talked about not only Salesforce being a major competitor in that space, but also Workday, a company that, you know, 10 years ago, you know, nobody was even thinking about. Mm-hmm. But now, kind of like the Salesforce for the human capital management. And so, as he mentioned, you know, big-time competition coming from those two companies. But not seeing as much from, as he called it, the largest software company in the world, a business application software company world, SAP. And basically he was saying that they're not nowhere to be found in the SaaS business cloud market. And in kind of in a mocking way, talking about not even, you know, seeing them and they're almost non-existent from his perspective. I thought that was a little overstated, mind you, because SAP is doing some really interesting things with their cloud strategy and customer engagement and commerce. But as Larry said, they're just not there compared to what he's doing and what he's seeing from Workday and Salesforce. And then he took it a step further and started talking about the platform as a service areas and the infrastructure as a service area, and basically saying that only Oracle and Microsoft were playing at all three levels. And so at the infrastructure as a service and platform as a service, Oracle and Microsoft are both there. And the company he said that they weren't seeing anymore was IBM. Mm. Again, kind of an old school you know, technology company that was very competitive with Oracle in the past, according to Larry Ellison. They're not seeing them at all. So now, in addition to seeing Microsoft, he's seeing Amazon, of course, as playing at those levels. So basically he was saying the new school, when it comes to competition for Oracle, Workday, Salesforce, Amazon, Microsoft, not seeing SAP and IBM in the cloud. So it was really fascinating to see not only that, he said it, it was the way, it was so dismissive the way he kind of approached it. Like I said, I think that that might be a little premature. SAP is doing some really interesting things that I think we'll hear more and more about that. But I guess, according to Larry, not so much.
So it's interesting that you should also bring this up. We just published a piece on what SAP is doing to kind of extend beyond CRM to a kind of broader customer experience strategy. So certainly for one contributor, he thinks SAP kind of has a shot at creating a more viable kind of broader customer experience strategy. And also I wanted to give you an opportunity to maybe respond to this. We did some Dell EMC acquisition coverage, and a lot of what we talked about with a contributor, Ron Miller, and what came out of the reporting was, just how much the cloud is kind of shaking up all these traditional infrastructure players. And who's going to rise to the top? Who's going to get left behind? How do they kind of have to refashion themselves to stay in the game? That's part of what this Dell EMC acquisition is all about. Do you think that's part of the backdrop to all of this as well?
Yeah, I think it definitely is. And I had a chance to be at Dell World right before Oracle Open World. And there are a couple of streams that were going on. Of course, the EMC news is the biggest, and kind of how Dell having EMC in the fold, and also because of EMC's relationship with VMware, so that kind of puts them into the fold. So it creates a kind of a more modern, or an opportunity for a more modern internet, cloud-based ecosystem that Dell can create around its hardware offerings, but also around its ability to not necessarily stay in the public cloud, but be a part of what they're calling the hybrid cloud solutions, and being able to have applications that are running, still running, in a company's own kind of playground, but being able to leverage the power of what's out there in the public cloud alongside with applications that are running in private clouds, and use this hybrid cloud approach to take advantage of that. And so I think you see, Dell kind of trying to strengthen its hand with that, and with partnerships with Microsoft, and Nadella was part of the keynote at Dell World to talk about the partnership of marrying kind of Dell's technology with Microsoft's Azure cloud, and being able to create hybrid cloud offerings between the two companies. So I think, that was really interesting. And I think, you can look at what was taking place at Dell and what was taking place at Oracle Open World as this overarching theme of understanding how to move large enterprises into the cloud, and not just kind of take what you're doing, your current IT infrastructure and your applications that are built on that, just moving that into the cloud, but actually leveraging what the cloud does best, and not bringing over, as it was said, not bringing the things that you really are the negative parts of your current IT infrastructure, not moving that into the cloud, but just taking the main core, the main applications that you need, and putting them in the cloud in such a way that you actually benefit from what the cloud offers. So I think that's what you kind of you take away from both. If you look at both Dell World and Open World, that it's definitely hardcore moving enterprises into the cloud in the most effective way, in the most cost-effective way, too.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, not bringing over some of your legacy or your liabilities with you into the cloud.
Yeah, I think one of the things that they pointed out pretty heavily at Open World was, companies are looking to grow revenue, but limit or even decrease the cost involved with, IT. Mm-hmm. And so that's a kind of a, it's a very important trick, apparently, being able to get more revenue but spend less on IT. And so that cloud is a driver in that, because a lot of companies are basically saying to vendors like Oracle and others, you guys, you're the experts in the cloud. You should find ways to make what we need to do less expensive on us. And in return, we'll move into your cloud, not only to make it easier on us, but also to make it more affordable as well. So mm-hmm. I think it's an interesting time for companies like Dell and Oracle and others to figure out how can they not only provide the benefits of the cloud from an ease of use perspective, but also from a revenue creation or even decreasing the expenses involved with doing what companies need to do with the cloud.
Thanks for listening to part one of our podcast from Oracle Open World on some of the happenings at the show and some of the shifts in the traditional data center infrastructure provider market. And in part two, we're going to zero in a bit on some of the marketing offerings that Oracle laid out at Open World.